Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are built to keep going, backed by Toyota's reputation for legendary reliability. Step into a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering impressive torque and serious towing power. Or take a look at Tacoma with an available power liftgate, so gear goes in fast and the adventure keeps moving. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So drive one home today. Visit Toyota.com to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Very much appreciate our sponsor, Ingles, for making our trip to ACC Media Days possible. Cole and I were there yesterday. I'll be there on site again tomorrow. But Rob Brown from The Morning Show, and he's the road warrior. He's been there the last couple of days. Rob was on site again for day two. Rob, do we know that, I mean, we talked about yesterday how the ACC appears to maybe be paring down the ACC Media Days entire entity. Today, both Cal and Stanford were on site together. Do we know if they carpooled to get to Charlotte or if they flew separately? What was the vibe on site like today?
Well, I'll start first off. They did. They're very eco-friendly out in California. They brought a Tesla bus. I didn't even know they made those.
Sweet.
But they jammed everybody into one. No, it was, you know, it's interesting you brought that up. I know you and I and Cole all kind of talked about it yesterday, but I was willing to give the event a couple of days, right, to see if it picked up, to see if it got busier, to see if there were more media personalities. Because there were less there today than there was last week. And I kind of thought, all right, you got two of the newcomers in here. You would have kind of thought that you would have had a ton of media, even from Cal. I know it's a very long way away from South Carolina, but you'd have thought there would be a good amount of media. I'm going to be straight up with you. I didn't see like a Cal or Stanford reporter there, right? Like there wasn't there somebody there that's very clearly there's three tables of people covering Clemson. There's three tables of people covering Florida State. And obviously it's a little easier to get to Charlotte from Clemson or from Tallahassee, but there wasn't, like, I didn't see anybody that was there with the intent and purpose of covering the two California teams. So the event is clearly scaled back. You, the three of us talked about yesterday, is this because they're worried about money? Is this because they're trying to save? Is this because the ACC is in total turmoil and they're trying not to overdo it? Like, what's the cause for this thing being scaled back so much? And it was obvious today that it was.
But you know what's crazy, though? Yesterday when Jim Phillips spoke, Rob, there were hundreds in that big conference room. So it's like, do those media members that were there, I mean, we saw it when they left. It was like a floodgate, and they literally left. Most of them did. I just don't think there's a big enough draw of anyone who's there outside of the teams of the beats that they cover to bring a large media contingent in other than Jim Phillips and probably Dabo Swinney.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. You know, this isn't this is something that for years I have fought against as a media member. But it's very obvious now that it matters that this isn't the Big Ten or the SEC, right? Like, it just has a different feel. You looked around today, and I haven't seen anybody sitting at the Louisville tables or the Miami tables. I suspect they will be there tomorrow when those two schools show up. But you don't really have the big wigs walking around, right? When SEC and Big Ten media days, you've got the Dennis Dodds and the Paul Feinbaums and the who's who of talking heads that are kind of around college football. you had ACC network personalities there, and that's it, right? The guys that only cover that network. And then for the local dudes, it's pretty much guys who cover the teams, and really only some of them, right? I mean, there's two schools from Virginia there, and I think I saw one Virginia-based radio station that was there to cover this event. So it's just kind of, for me, the last 2 days, been an awakening. We already kind of knew the SEC is a zombie conference. Like, it's Walking Dead, and the only thing that keeps the heart monitor beep, beep, beeping away is that Florida State and Clemson are legally obligated to stay in it for right now, or pay hundreds of millions of dollars to get out. But I think these last 2 days, and I suspect when I get back out there Thursday morning, it'll be a little more crowded with Dabo and Clemson there, because he always kind of brings that rock and roll crowd with him. It's just been an illustration that this conference is dying. It is fighting for not even relevance, existence at this point, and it's having a real hard time finding that footing.
Rob, can you take us into some of the players and the coaches that were walking around? I know yesterday it was a little difficult for us all to grab players and bring them on, because they didn't really do it the same way as they have done in years past. But, I mean, the two biggest stars that would have been on site today would have, I assume, been Brent Pry, head coach at Virginia Tech, and assuming he was there, Kyron Drones from Virginia Tech, the quarterback. Those are the two big names who might have been there. Did you get anything from any of those guys? Did they give you any time?
I got to talk to a couple of folks. We talked to Pat Narduzzi from Pitt, and, you know, obviously Pitt coming off a 3-9 year, very disappointing for them last year, but they were a very young team last year, and they were a team that really didn't have an identity. I think they're bringing back like 8 offensive starters this year, and Narduzzi went deep into trying to reestablish an identity and be a little bit more of a physical team. You know, Clemson goes up to Pitt this year, and you know, he told me, like, that's a red circle game for us. Not because any of the schools are trying to beat Clemson or Florida State any more than they ordinarily would, but obviously those are the two big schools in the conference, and those are the two front runners to win the conference. So he talked about, listen, by the time Clemson gets up there, we want to have gone back to playing Pitt football. And I said, what is Pitt football to you? And he said, physical, hard-nosed, run the football. But you know, they brought their quarterback, got an opportunity to talk to Jake. He's another dude that spoke a lot about identity, spoke a lot about trying to just figure out who they are and what they plan on doing. And you got to read into that a little bit. I did not get to speak to any of the players from Stanford, but I did get to actually speak to, funny enough, their social media guy who was hanging around in the pit today, and talk to them about coming over. And, you know, like, they try to sell you that they're super geeked up about ACC ball, but you just kind of get the vibe that Stanford's like the ugly guy that gets invited to the frat party. He's just happy to be there kind of thing. Like, I'm just happy to have somewhere to be. And they kind of don't really have a ton of expectations other than try to fix Stanford football and try to get to where they can compete in the ACC over the next few years. But today, like I said, today kind of a weird day. We talked to a little bit of the a couple of the Virginia Tech players, and today was a day primarily made up of guys, teams that are trying to find their way. Cal and Stanford, new to the conference, don't really know where they fit in yet, and are going to try to establish West Coast football in an East Coast conference. But with them only being two of them, I don't know if that's going to work. And obviously Virginia with a new coach, Virginia Tech falling off where they wanted to be last year. Today's theme for the teams that were there were really teams that don't have an identity and are trying to find one coming into this year.
Rob, 30 seconds. We talked about this on the 5 o'clock fight yesterday. Who has the better 2024 season, Klubnik or DJU?
Oh, I'm going to say DJ, and here's why. I've now got back-to-back examples of Dabo Swinney and Clemson not being able to develop a quarterback. We talked about this yesterday, Cade. DJ Uiagalelei had something last year that Cade is not. A year to develop without pressure on him, right? Like, there was not pressure on him. So now he's had a year to grow and develop without people grinding on him. Oh, you suck. You're not worth the NIL money. And now he gets to try to transpose that over to a place where there is a ton of pressure. I'm going to say DJU has a better year this year.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good time tonight.
Hey, I'm going to listen to Creed, boys. It's like I'm a 2003 frat boy again. Let's go.
That's Rob Brown of The Rob Brown Show. We'll look at the college football Cinderella. Diesel and I will give you ours next.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The all-new 2026 Toyota RAV4 is here, and it builds on everything drivers know and love about Toyota. With a redesigned look and modern tech that makes life behind the wheel easier than ever, the 26 RAV4 comes standard as a hybrid, providing smooth, efficient performance for both city streets and longer journeys, while the available all-wheel drive keeps you in command when conditions are unpredictable. The new RAV4 is designed around the way people actually use their SUV, from daily errands to weekend adventures, while the GR Sport model, coming soon, boasts a net combined 320 horsepower in a plug-in hybrid drivetrain with a GR-tuned suspension for an even more responsive, exciting drive. No matter which RAV4 you choose, you'll enjoy the reliability Toyota is known for, coupled with the inspiring performance that's unique to Toyota. Shop more and find details at toyota.com. The all-new RAV4 from Toyota. Let's go places.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.